Cynthia Melendez is in her hotel room. She's bending over, trying to persuade her 4-year-old nephew to eat lunch. Coaxing him to open his mouth, Cynthia asks him, "Remember how hungry you were?" In the weeks after the storm, while the family was still in Puerto Rico, they would measure their hunger in pigs. "How many pigs are you as hungry as?" she asks him. He takes a bite. When the family first got here, they stayed with Cynthia and Vanessa's brother at his house. But he has a wife and 5 kids of his own, as well as a live-in mother-in-law. Altogether, they were 18 crammed in the house, and they were afraid he'd be evicted with all of them there. Cynthia says, "So we went to look for other housing, but no one wanted us because we were too many people." So they moved to a budget hotel called the Whaler Lounge. Since the sisters aren't working and their FEMA check hasn't come through yet, local organizations help to foot the bill for now. It's Saturday, which means the kids are home from school. 2 teenage girls are braiding one another's hair while they watch a Mexican soap opera on a phone. Another girl is looking at herself in the mirror.
No tenemos donde llevar los nenes. No tenemos nada de diversión. Hemos tratado.
Cynthia tells me, "We don't have anywhere to take the kids. We don't have any sort of entertainment. We don't have any money." The family has remained remarkably peaceful, considering the tight quarters and the boredom. But Cynthia says, sometimes, when everything feels too hard, too overwhelming, when she just needs a minute for herself, she'll lock herself in the bathroom and cry. Vanessa is standing outside of an assisted living facility. She was hoping to apply for a job here today, but the door to the building is locked.
¿Ustedes están abiertos hoy?
Vanessa calls to see if they're open today.
Okay. Está bien, entonces, gracias. Está cerrado.
So it's only open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5?
Sí.
She'll have to wait until Monday to apply. For Vanessa and her family, that's 2 more days without an income.
Realmente nosotros queremos trabajar.
Cynthia says, "We want to work.
Estamos en esto no porque queremos, sino por la situación.
We're not here because we want to be here, but because of the situation that happened in Puerto Rico." That's how she and Vanessa always refer to the storm, the situation. In response to the influx of Puerto Rican hurricane survivors, a bunch of local organizations have joined together to help support the families, like Mobile Ministries. It's basically a church on wheels. They provide food, clothing, and Jesus to those in need.
A, B, C, D.
The Melendez family arrives before the truck is open, so while the volunteers set up, Cynthia's 11-year-old daughter is practicing her English. When she gets to Z, she says, "That's all I know so far." Eventually, lunch is ready. But first,
of life. See, Jesus right there puts light and life together.
All of the regulars stand in a semicircle around the preacher and hold hands. Cynthia, Vanessa, and the kids are unsure about what to do. So they stand just outside the semicircle and form a line of their own, clasping hands. They're quiet and respectful, but their eyes are focused on what sits just behind the preacher in the back of the truck. Lunch.
Hi, sweetie. Want a hot dog?
The older kids are embarrassed to go up, so they ask their moms to get food for them. Cynthia tells me, "It's not easy bringing the kids here." She's afraid people will judge them for taking handouts.
She's hoping you go to pasar, mommy.
After lunch, the family picks out a few bags of clothes before leaving. I notice a slip of paper in one of the bags that reads, "Free pass to heaven." Next, the sisters head to United Way, an organization that's been helping them with their resettlement. When they arrive at the office, Cynthia and Vanessa find 6 bags of winter clothes waiting for them. They have to catch the bus home. They look down at all the bags slumped at their feet, then at each other. They struggle to collect the bags and start walking to the bus stop. They make it 20 feet before needing a break. Halfway there, Vanessa hears something.
Oh, mira.
The bus is coming. They're still a few blocks from the bus stop, so they start running, the plastic bags banging against their legs. In the next week, both sisters will get colds. Cynthia will get a job at a restaurant that pays her $5 an hour. The sisters will run out of money and leave the hotel. Cynthia says they'll go to their brother, their heads hung. They'll ask him, "Can you take us back?" He'll worry they'll be evicted, but we'll welcome them anyway. The sisters will even wonder if they should go back to Puerto Rico, even though they know they'd be worse off there. But right now, Cynthia and Vanessa are running for a bus. They're too late. The bus drives off. Cynthia says, sometimes it's better to laugh than cry.